They're small, they're round, they're tasty, they're available everywhere. They are impossible to say no to. The ubiquitous cookie.
Yeah.
I mean, cookies are everywhere. You have cookies with your tea or coffee, milk, even ice cream, as if that's not a treat enough, is served with what? A cookie. Yes.
Look at that. Jake.
Jimmy has Fig Newtons. Compliments of Lisa Ann, who found the Newton and brought it in for Jimmy, because Jimmy, cookies everywhere.
Yes.
So the average American, and I don't know why it's just Americans. I think you could throw the British in here and just about everybody else on Earth, will eat in a lifetime 35,000 cookies.
That's low.
You think that's low?
For me, that's low. Oh, yeah.
See, that's high for me. That is a lot. And I'm surprised the British eat that many cookies. I've had their cookies.
Well, I said I'm throwing them in because they do, you know, a tea. They serve a cookie.
Biscuits.
And cookies aren't that great.
What?
They're biscuits.
Well, okay. But they're cookies.
Yeah.
And they're flavorless. They're...
Well, this biscotti is the big brother of the cookie.
But
and it's purposefully dry, but to me, they cut the biscotti too soon.
Thank you.
Many, many thousands of years ago, and they went, oh, this is dry. Oh, it's supposed to be that way. Mm. And we made it purposefully. It sat in the kitchen for 3 days, so it would be perfect for you to eat now.
If we shipped over a couple of Keebler Elves and Girl Scouts, their lives would change.
Mm, would change, wouldn't they?
Right?
Well, I don't think they've ever had the Fig Newton.
Oh, they're missing out.
They are missing out. So 35,000 cookies in their lifetime. This is what I deep dove on last night, trying to fall asleep, searching random things on Safari.
What did that kind of motivate you, inspire you to have a cookie?
You know, I wanted a cookie.
What kind did you want?
Actually, I had two, very small, molasses cookies. Lisa bought some molasses cookies.
See, what size cookies? I mean, I could ask lots and lots of questions about this study, because you can get Oreos, the normal Oreos, and then they make the Oreos without the cream, and you only get one side, and that equals one cookie. But to me, that's only like
you're,
the third
you're really,
of a cookie.
You're putting
way overthinking.
Even more the thought than the scientists who did this research.
That's the problem.
Because you could have two bowls of Chips Ahoy and have 35,000 cookies.
See?
Once for a birthday, I bought Lisa the 2-foot round cookie, 2 feet of cookie, giant chocolate chip cookie. And I think she ate a bite of it because it's more for show than go. You know what I'm saying? And part of it is you want to take a picture of it, and then everybody wants to look at it. Mm-hmm. Nobody really wants to be the first to eat it.
No.
And then after you let it sit, it's like the biscotti.
Yeah.
Hard to dunk it.
It's gone off, as they say.
You have to bring a wheelbarrow of milk in to dunk it.
Yeah, literally. And my second fascinating fact on my deep dive last night, trying to fall asleep and think about anything but, you know, the news and what's going on in the world, Minnesota has a law on the books banning contests where people try to catch greased pigs or turkeys.
Mm.
Now, the only reason
you would have a law like that
makes it to the books is there was way too much greased pig catching going on. Now, the greased pig thing I get, having been to a number of fairs where they have pig races and other things, I've never heard of the turkey variant of this. First of all, they are very angry when you encounter them.
Yeah, not
they are not friendly birds. And they
their hearing is like amazing, right?
Amazing.
Or is it their sight?
Well, both, I think. Yeah, because they know you're there.
They're hard to hunt, I hear. They're like wild turkey is very hard to hunt.
And not as tasty as the farm raised variety, quite honestly. A little gamey.
I'm wondering, is the greased turkey like a turkey that's already been you go to the supermarket and then you grease it up and you try to catch it and do that?
Like my version better. The thing is trying to lacerate you with its talons. It's pecking your eyes out. And there you are with Crisco going, no, really, this will be fun.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa.
I got one of the best compliments I've ever received in my life yesterday, JD.
Well, congratulations, my friend.
By somebody who doesn't really give a lot of compliments, especially to me, my spouse. Now,
wow, that's a first, isn't it?
Right?
2 years of marriage, and that's
I mean, come on. Well, we don't want to pressure him, right?
Well, true. Let him come around. I've known you for 25 years. He's known you for 4.
Please. So, what happened, you know, it started years ago with The Sopranos. Every Sunday night, because I would watch Tony and the whole Soprano kit and caboodle have Italian meals.
And you like themes.
And I do.
You like when things come together, when worlds actually merge.
Exactly. And they would eat there at the restaurant, his buddy's Vesuvio's.
Right.
And they would have all...
That's very good. Give yourself a ding for that. That's a...
Remember.
An esoteric, that's a $500 Jeopardy question.
Especially with his friend who owned it, Artie. Nevertheless.
Oh, $1,000 question.
So as they would have these wonderful meals, I would want Italian food. So it started with chicken parmesan from a restaurant up the street from the house.
So you would get it every Sunday night every before Sunday night. You watch
exactly.
Sopranos.
Exactly. And I wondered why I had bad acid reflux, because I was having chicken parmesan at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. I wonder why.
And then getting up at 3:30.
Yeah.
Cause and effect.
With red wine.
Yeah. Oh.
So, a Cabernet so dry.
Oh, cab? Not a Chianti?
No. So, I just loved the place. Well, then something happened, and they have new owners.
Mm.
And the new owners changed things about the, it seems, the chicken pieces were not as big.
Yeah. I ate there with you, and it did
change, right?
Made a sharp right turn.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it was interesting. So the portions got smaller, the prices got bigger.
And there were no Italians in the kitchen. Yeah. Let me just say that. Yeah. I think there should be Italian. Mama's got to be back. Somebody has to be back. You. That's just my thought on this.
When a guy named Sven comes out from the kitchen, you're like, "What's what part of the boot are you from, buddy?
What do they know in Norway about chicken parmesan?"
Thank you. So... last night I ordered, I was running late, and I'm like, you know what? I've been making, you know, chicken parmesan for about a year now, myself at the house. And so I didn't have time for that because it does take a while. So I ordered on the Uber Eats.
Which meant you paid four times for it, but that's okay.
Yeah, well.
Because you didn't have to make it.
I didn't have to make it. Save time, save, you know, I thought save money.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I was surprised because I remember when I would get it, it was $15. So that's how much it was.
That's a bargain at the restaurant?
Absolutely. Then,
no wonder they were giving you pressed chicken cutlets. That wasn't no actual chicken was harmed in the making of your dish.
Well,
$15 for a legit chicken parm?
It was the best beaks I've ever had. So what happened though last night was I get the Uber Eats and I don't look at the price because it's $15 in my head. Well, when I got the two portions and it was over $60.
Oh.
I was looking at it going, ooh. I mean, it was, ooh. I mean, in my mind, I'm like, so I know how much it costs to make the chicken parmesan. You know what? Not much.
Was it like $4 for a boneless organic breast, right?
Thank you.
Maybe a buck in cheese and sauce. I mean, we're five. We're five into this right now.
59 cents for the pasta. 59 cents. And I go for the high grade sauce. $8.
So $6. Whoa. Bucks. And they made a $24 profit per. They made $48 just on the two chicken parm. The guy took the day off today.
So good last night. As we're eating, he looked at me and he goes, I'll be honest. Yours is much better.
Oh, that,
thank you.
Oh, Richie came through for you.
I think he knows how much it costs.
You put it on his card. 106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Here's our late night update featuring two of the guys, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers.
McDonald's is offering free breakfast meals this week to teachers and support staff, giving teachers a chance to do what they love most, eat in their car.
Disney Plus just released the first footage of the new Home Alone reboot that's coming out next month. It's a short movie, though, because the kid has a Ring doorbell and just calls the police. Get this, the creator of Squid Game said former President Trump's election was one of the events that inspired him to finally make the show. I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for Trump to respond, because if you think he's going to read 9 hours of subtitles, you've forgotten who you're dealing with. Meanwhile, I saw that the first trailer for the upcoming Scream 5 movie just came out, and the new film hits theaters January 14th, so just in time for Halloween. In a new interview, Prince Charles said that the Aston Martin that he's driven for more than five decades now runs on fuel made from English wine and cheese.
Really? Cheese?
Yeah, it runs on wine and cheese, which sounds more like a t-shirt that your aunt would wear.
DC Comics announced that the new Superman character will come out as bisexual. Come on, it's 2021. The crazy part is that there are still Superman comics. You see, kids, he's a reporter at a newspaper. He's a what at a what? He changes in a telephone booth. What are you talking about? What are these things?
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. There's always good news in the world.
Yay.
Every day we share three or four quick brief stories that hopefully make you feel better about your fellow man and just sort of the way and shape of the world we live in today. I don't know if I'm happier for this guy or for his new wife. 60-year-old truck driver in North Carolina named Michael Abernathy got married on October 2nd. 4 days later, he bought a scratch-off ticket. Hit the lottery for $1 million.
Way to go.
If I'm his brother, I want the toaster back. Man.
Good for them. New study found that gratitude is the most common positive emotion we feel. Gratitude. 87% of us say we feel gratitude in general. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
85% also said happy. 75% said they are optimistic. It is not all doom and gloom in our hearts or our heads.
And if you believe gloom and doom, don't you go towards that?
You move toward your dominant thought. It's a proven psychological entity, I mm-hmm. guess, that you move toward what you think about most.
Self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yeah, self-fulfilling prophecy. 23 prison inmates in California graduated from college last week. They were part of a program run by Cal State and even got their own graduation ceremony inside the prison. Some will never make it out. What are they going to do with their degree? Teach others who will make it out how to live a better life and teach them skills and teach them to use their talents and do something worthwhile. They say the program, when inmates, it's sort of like when one leads, others will follow.
Mm-hmm.
It influences many, many people.
Probably. My sister-in-law used to teach at prisons.
Really?
Yeah. And she said it was one of the most rewarding teaching jobs she had because every one of those guys wanted to be in class.
You know, a lot of these kids, and not to get off the good news aspect of this, but a lot of them have never had someone really focus on teaching them, lifting them up, bringing them up. And you get that one-on-one attention finally, and you realize you're not a dummy. You're smart. You just have made some dumb or bad decisions or been in a bad situation.
You're worth it.
You are absolutely worth it. Remember this guy, 81-year-old pianist in England named Paul Harvey? Not that one. Stand by for news. Was in the news last year after his son got him to do an old party trick where he'd take four random notes, turn them into a song. So a video of it went viral. Then the BBC's orchestra did a full version and used it to raise money for charity. Here's an update. For the full version, the orchestra had to record all the parts from home while they were in lockdown, but they recently invited Paul to come record it with them again, this time in person.
Aww.
And now there's another video online. They also let him conduct. His son says Paul cried when they extended the offer, said in his 81 years of life, this was the high point. There's your good news on the Eagles. Other than the next few days where it's going to be fairly warm and humid, fall is absolutely here and will feel like it after we get past Friday. Temperatures will be in the 70s, 60s, overnight lows in the 40s. Have you started thinking about doing things for Halloween, fall type things? We live in a gorgeous area. Leaves have started changing at all the state national parks here in the Frederick Hagerstown area, up in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, the beautiful Maryland mountains. And it's starting to feel like fall. These are the things that we're interested in doing. Fall rock painting, meaning things to paint on decorative rocks Google searches are up like 350% a year for rock painting.
Wow.
Have you ever painted a rock? Yeah. Have you ever thought you wanted to paint a rock?
Maybe the rock.
The rock?
Yeah, but I can't imagine. That would be low on my list.
It's huge, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, painting pumpkins, I understand. But rocks, I mean, when Connor was little, yeah. But no.
I enjoyed painting pumpkins probably more than carving. I'm not big on all the pumpkin innards and, you know, it's just very messy. Now, it's great when you have it carved, if it comes out well and you put a candle in it.
Right.
Looks great. A lot of fun.
The autopsy is a little rough.
Right. It's very rough to go in there and do all the heavy lifting.
Sorry there, Jack. Old lantern.
There's corn maize huge here. I mean, look at how much corn we grow.
Right.
The entire state of Maryland and, again, most of our surrounding states. So searching for corn mazes had another huge spike in searches. And there you almost can't not find one. Not every farm does it, but the ones who do, it's a lot of fun. They almost always have apple cider, and I don't know that bobbing for apples is, you know, sanitary anymore.
You try that, Dr. Fauci shows up in the elevator.
That would be. But all the typical fall-type events, we went by, I don't know where it was, the other day we were looking at houses, of course, and saw a wonderful festival just getting underway with a giant corn maze that you could see because it was on a hill. So I thought, that thing is massive. It was like probably 5 acres of corn maze. And you better pack a lunch, an extra battery to charge for your cell phone,
sure,
and a flashlight. I couldn't get out of that thing. It would take all day.
Would you rather have a candied apple or a caramel apple?
Like candied apples, but also a fan of caramel.
Me too. Caramel.
Caramel or caramel. Either one. But there is something about, and I don't like the candy mushy. Has to be crunchy, right?
Oh, yes.
And the apple has to be crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want a mealy apple. Apple picking, huge. Again, we live in just a wonderful area for that. Easy pumpkin carving.
What does that mean?
Well, I think because in order to make the really complicated artistic ones.
Oh, with the patterns that you draw.
They're looking for a way to do it without, you know, having to have a degree in art.
They have a like an electric knife, but it's an electric carver for pumpkins. And
your
I
kids.
Think that's cheating.
That is cheating. And it also seems like a bit chucky.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem right. So the patterns, is it cheating? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Why?
No,
they're still cool, though.
I think it's very, very cool to see them. Haunted hay rides near me. I've never been on a haunted hay ride. Have you?
Yes, they're fun.
Is that a North Carolina thing?
Mm-hmm.
What does it entail?
Interestingly, in North Carolina, near where I grew up, they had two guys who were from there, brothers, and they had moved to Hollywood to become work on movies and do special effects. So they would come back each year and take over this farm. And it would look like a movie set. I mean,
all right. So the hayride, as opposed to walking through the haunted house,
exactly.
You're basically going through like a haunted town.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a haunted farm.
Oh, and it was pretty scary at some points. You're like, okay, because you know you're always going to have the guy coming out coming at you with a chainsaw. You just know it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
As a guy, if you go with your girlfriend or your wannabe girlfriend or a group, and you know there's one girl in the group that you're sweet on, you like her. She doesn't know you like her. Do you want to sit close to her in case she's scared? And, well, you happen to be the hand to hold or the...
The shoulder to
hide your face?
Yes.
I would imagine that's a thing.
Well, you don't want
That's how I'd think of it. Yes. Of course, I'd end up sitting next to Jimmy and I go, oh, dear Lord, he's going to grab my hand again.
Yeah.
Oh, he's cuddling. Oh, please, Jimmy.
I have a candied apple for you.
I can taste the Burl cream. And fall color map, meaning a map that shows where the leaves have changed. SmokyMountains.com is a pretty good one that shows the whole U.S. if you're looking for one. That's the best one I could find. I think there is a Skyline Drive. I think there's a Blue Ridge map.
Skyline Drive, the peak is starting this week into the first week of November.
We see this is why we're talking about this.
Right.
If you go to SmokyMountains.com, by the way, and you want to check it out, it does list everything by state, and you can click, for instance, on Virginia or West Virginia to zoom in a bit. But it doesn't break out the states. You can't just zoom in on your state. But actually, I'm looking at the edge of West Virginia into Virginia and Maryland, and it is just about at peak. You're right, Jimmy. In fact, it's at peak in some areas right now, and I would assume that that is at the higher elevations where they've already had some cool weather. So check that out. It's pretty good. SmokyMountains.com.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
We were talking about things to do in our area, Middletown Valley, Frederick, Hagerstown, up in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, Virginia, in the fall, because we live in such a gorgeous area. And one of the things that came up were painting rocks. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, you go up to Sugarloaf Mountain and you paint the white loaf. That's not what they mean. Don't do that. It's illegal. Don't touch the rock. Don't touch the loaf. It's actually painting rocks and leaving them for others to find. Suzette Marie, one of our listeners, nice enough to write and sort of explain it. She also sent along an article. We're doing a Facebook Live, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. I want to show you a couple of these painted rocks from this article.
Okay.
You probably have seen them along a path in the woods. Maybe going through a park and wondered, well, why? What is this? Are they free? Should I pick it up? What should I do with it? And there's actually a protocol, I guess, to follow. And there's a big group who enjoys doing this. There are even Facebook groups about painting rocks. I had no idea. Did you, Lisa, at all?
No.
When our kids were young, I don't think we ever painted rocks. By the way, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook, say hi to Jimmy Alexander, please.
You know, I thought it was strange that I found a group that I joined on Facebook that follows the TV show Columbo. And now there's...
There's a Facebook group for old Columbo episodes.
Many groups, and I've joined...
Geez, lady, listen, one more question, if you don't mind. You know, I'm not a smart man. You seem like a much smarter person than me.
You do have to own your own trench coat. Other than that, it's easy
game.
But now they've painted
rocks. I had no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, pound out a couple of hearts for the lovely and talented Lisa Ann.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
We met our latest G-baby yesterday, Bryson. Our daughter... Jennifer is brand new bouncer. She has two boys at home now. An almost 2-year-old and a newborn. He's absolutely, I'll show you a picture in a second.
Beautiful baby.
He is a beautiful baby. It was just lovely seeing Jenny and Ricky.
Holding the baby.
And Hudson and new baby Bryson. So the rock painting thing, not something that you grew up with, not something that we
did with. The pet rock thing. Do you remember the pet rock thing?
Of course.
Yeah, so, you know, like buying the googly eyes and gluing the googly eyes on.
That's not what we're talking about. Here, I'm going to show you one. Okay. This is one of the painted rocks.
Ooh.
And this is a child holding a painted rock. And I guess the child found the painted rock. And you can bring them home, mm-hmm. or you can leave one. I guess you're supposed to leave one. You can also move it to a new location or just take a picture of it. I think in different areas, there's sort of different protocol for what you should do. I'll read the rules to you in a sec, just because it's interesting.
If you did see that big rock in the woods, and that's the biggest ladybug I've ever seen in my life.
That's a big ladybug. Nicely done.
I mean, I would do it. I mean, it looks like fun.
It looks like a lot of fun. It's something to do with your kids, and there's that little bit of mystery behind it. Mm-hmm. Will your rock still be there? Will somebody replace it with another rock here? In fact, let me explain a bit about it. So... it's a bit of a treasure hunt.
Mm.
And in fact, Lisa, come over. Here are a few more rocks. You can make an eagle rock. You could paint our logo on a rock and I guess put it out somewhere. And I'll give you this article because it's really cute and they deserve credit for it. These are really works of art here.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's using acrylic paints so that, you know, it's going to remain shiny. It's going to remain pretty like that. That looks really, really nice. Look at that.
Peace sign there.
Yeah, very, very nice. So the, I guess, tips for successful painting, hiding, and hunting. Be mindful of the environment, respectful of community guidelines that already exist. As I said, don't go up to Sugarloaf Mountain and paint the...
they frown upon
don't
that.
Don't do that. People have done that, and people have been arrested. Don't do it.
That's graffiti.
Seal each rock and do attach anything to the rocks, as there is no guarantee it will stay on and not become litter or swallowed by a hazard. So little rocks, what they're saying is don't put things out that animals may eat. Many Facebook groups remind their members this activity is about gifting not always expecting to find a rock in return. So your rock may not be there anymore, and you may not get a rock in turn.
So I guess
if you hike and you want to pick up a rock, you'd have to carry rocks with you, which makes it that much more caloric burning, calorie burning, if you carry rocks in your pocket in case you find one.
Mm-hmm. That'd be sad. You'd be between a rock, a painted rock and an airplane, right?
Do not hide rocks in national or state parks.
Yeah.
You can't, if I fell out of this chair, I'd hit a park. Mm. You can't not hit a park in this area. I'm not sure. Now, this is in the state of Washington. So maybe there they don't want you to. I can't imagine Cunningham Falls or Greenbrier or any of the parks around here, Black Rock, any of them.
So when you're cuffed and stuffed by a ranger, say Jack Diamond told me it was okay.
Pinterest and Facebook are great places to find inspiration for colorful creations if you should so need it. And this was a parent map. Parentmap.com if you want to check out their article. But again, I think this is in the state of Washington. You know what? If you're a ranger in comments, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook, is it illegal in Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania to leave a painted rock? Now, again, the small ones you wouldn't want to leave. Animals may eat them. They look like food. But, you know, a sizable one, I can't imagine a deer eating or a bear going, Hey, boo-boo, that looks tasty.
So please refrain from keeping your painted rocks in a picnic basket.
Exactly. Anyway, in comments, or if you know places, or I don't mind, if you want to share a Facebook group that does it as well, feel free to do that. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. So that's the painted rock thing, and it is a thing.
What would be great for kids to do, especially, let's say you don't want to go through, being a Dexter-umping a pumpkin.
Right.
We
went to Dexter. That's where we went.
You don't want
this
to
little
do that.
Wholesome thing we're talking about here. We end up with Dexter.
Well, if you don't want to, do that to the poor pumpkin, you could paint the pumpkin like that too, right?
All right. I promise I would. The pumpkin painting, I think, is great. I like the pumpkin painting. I promised I would show you just a couple of quick pictures here of our brand new bouncing G-baby. This is Bryson, our daughter, Jennifer's new bouncing baby boy, and he's a sweetheart. We went over and saw him yesterday.
Cute.
I want to see. Bryson looks perfectly happy to be with me, and then with Lisa started crying.
Yeah.
Okay. come back. Here's another one, Lisa. He is the most calm, chill, sweet little bouncing baby. He really is adorable. And Jenny's a sweetheart. She's the one who went to Loyola, got her master's in counseling to counsel inner-city Baltimore kids, and loves her job, loves kids. She and Amy. Amy's our kindergarten teacher. Amy is expecting a boy.
Unbelievable.
So from two of our daughters, we're going to have four new G-babies soon. And Lisa Ann again with the baby, who now is he? After I held baby Bryson, he's no longer crying.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very sweet. And there's the group. Had a great time. It was lovely seeing Jenny and her family. Oh, this is Benny. This is Jenny's little Yorkie. We were doing dogs yesterday, talking about dogs and things that your dogs eat but shouldn't eat.
Hopefully not painted rocks.
Yeah, hopefully not painted rocks. Benny, too small.
Oh.
Less than 4 pounds.
Benny's adorable.
Benny is a sweet, sweet guy. And here's the final picture I took of baby Bryson yesterday to show you, wearing his little Halloween outfit.
I love his little feet.
Yeah, he's got the little pumpkin feet. Thanks so much for watching the Facebook Live video, and thanks for letting us know about painted rocks and, you know, other fall activities. If you know of a maze, drop it in the comments, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. If you know of a Halloween festival or something coming up that you'd like to share with us, feel free to do that. 106.9 The Eagle. One of the nicest guys ever in rock and roll, Teddy Money's Two Tickets to Paradise on 106.9 The Eagle.
I remember being on the show when you sang hello to him. It's like, that's right, Jack. It's the money man. It's the money man, baby.
Brooklyn Cop. A good guy. Really just a good guy and loved performing, loved playing. We loved our band open for him in a couple of occasions and just had a blast with him.
How many people do you think, discovered Eddie Money for the first time in New York and looked at that guy and said, that looks like a cop that arrested me years ago?
Probably quite a few. 106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. 9 o'clock, that's the time. Make sure if you have to split, you come back. $1,000 work day, you could win $1,000 while you work. Drive your truck, hang out in your car, getting some breakfast. Make sure it's on 106.9 The Eagle. Your first chance to qualify to win $1,000 9 o'clock this morning.
You know, the other week I had a close encounter with a snake kind, and you saw the picture I showed you, Jack. It was like an anaconda. This thing was like
it's the size of a pencil.
Look at remember that thing it ate. Yeah. Remember that big thing.
Jimmy, it ate a bug.
It was like the size of the anaconda that ate John Voight in that movie.
Anaconda.
Yeah, thank you.
That was the movie.
It was going after J-Lo. It was terrible. I mean, I tried to protect my home and my hearth.
It may have been the size of a pencil eraser. I'm just saying it wasn't, in your mind, when people come upon snakes, most people's greatest fear is what? Public speaking, death, and then snakes.
Yeah,
in that order. More afraid of speaking than dying.
But yeah. Right.
But, you know, then the snakes come in third. For you, it was not a good moment.
No,
not a happy
not.
Moment.
No, it was not. Because I made a sound like,
You made that sound.
And I went up about 3 feet. So bad, I went up so far in the air that it caught Kennedy, and she went, my dog. And I never liked snakes. I hate them. I have a fear of them. Spiders. Could kill spiders all day. A spider could land on me. I wouldn't care.
Can I be honest with you? There are more poisonous spiders in Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, than snakes. And the likelihood of running into a poisonous spider are far greater. All spiders have some poison.
Yeah.
Not all spiders, you know, are deadly or deathly, but brown recluse, black widow, wolf. I mean, there are plenty of spiders that you don't want to mess with that are faster than snakes.
And don't they say that daddy long legs have the most toxic venom? The problem is their fangs. They can't get to you to bite you.
They also have soft fangs.
Yeah.
They need your help.
Yeah.
Jimmy, lacerate yourself, then put the daddy long legs on you, and you'll find out.
Maybe they should watch those commercials that they show during football games. But nevertheless.
Which commercial?
The commercial. You know, they have soft bite. That's too bad. That happens to all guys once you get older, I guess.
Oh,
yeah. Nevertheless.
Please.
Maybe the spider can throw the football.
That boy. That was some arc there. You made some leap. That was higher than you jumped when you saw the snake. I still can't make the connection.
Can the spider throw the football through the
metaphor
the
for
yeah, or maybe the spider and the daddy long leg and the grandma long leg, they're in bathtubs outside holding hands because
I was never able to complete the pass before, but now I score every time.
Thank you. Hi. So what I could do to a spider?
What do you think it is?
I have no idea. I'm still stuck on the daddy long legs.
Jimmy was making a connection to the soft fangs. Let's leave it at that.
I understand.
And I want to point out, you brought up the daddy long legs, which
we were talking about spiders. How do we go from throwing a
football? Well, he was talking about snakes.
Yes. So anyway, I can get you know.
And by the way,
you brought it up.
Jimmy Snake was hard as a.
Thank you. It needed nothing. It could have got right through that tire hanging from the tree.
It was rigid.
Lickety split. Rigid. Absolutely. Engorged.
Oh, no, please. It had been out in the sun.
It had eaten. No shrinking there, my friend. But if I saw a spider, this is what I'd do to a spider. It's dead. I hit it. I got a shoe. I got a newspaper. Now, every time I walk out of my home, every time I go anywhere near my home.
Yes.
All I think about is that anaconda eating me like it did John Voight. And you say, oh, it's all well and good. And then Pat Collins is doing a story right here. A cohort of alleged self-proclaimed
Washington good guy.
Good guy, Jack Diamond, was eating John Voight style by anaconda.
I'm telling you, the thing was the size of a paperclip. It was so small, but it may have been as hard as a paperclip.
That's right.
Fangs is...
Apparently, that snake couldn't go anywhere for 36 hours.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. I'm Jack Diamond. That's Jimmy Alexander and Lisa Ann. Thank you so much, not only for listening, but fooling around with us on social media. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. Or if you're on your computer, facebook.com/Jack Diamond Show. Asked you about this painted rock thing that I've seen them. I had no idea what the painted rock thing was. And if you watch the video on Jack Diamond Show, we show you the, quite a beautiful assortment of painted rocks. And asked you guys for some information. And you always come through. I just want to say thank you so much. We asked for fall festivals or, you know, about the painted rock thing. Mm-hmm. Boom, 100 comments immediately. Heather says, so what you're saying is don't paint a rock to look like a watermelon and leave it at Yogi Bear Camping Resort. Yo Boo Boo is right here. Because at least in the state of Washington State, they don't like you to leave small rocks painted like fruit because animals may eat them.
Wow.
And that's what Heather is alluding to. Heather lives here in Frederick. Thanks, Heather. Bill says, my wife is one of those who leaves painted rocks. So apparently the protocol is you can take one, mm-hmm. you can swap one, you can move one so that people find them again. No one answered the one question I have. I guess in some municipalities, some parks, national or state perhaps, they don't like you to do this. I don't know that there's a fine for it unless, again, if you painted it to look like blueberries and an animal ate it,
yeah,
then we'd have a problem. But if it's a large enough rock or something that doesn't look like food, I can't see why that would be a problem other than it's not natural or normal in that habitat. But nobody's answered that question yet. I would love to hear from a park ranger. We certainly don't want to encourage it, but in the woods or, you know, a field behind your house, it's probably okay.
And I think, you know, even if you go to a garden center, you can buy those really, you know, some of those really pretty smooth river rocks, right?
Oh, yeah.
And paint those. You could put them there as opposed to taking something there like from Death Valley or places like that where they have these amazing mineral rocks.
I also asked about fall festivals. Lori jumped in and said Winterbrook Farms up in Thurmont does a fall festival. So thanks for that tip, and thanks for the link as well. Don't normally like links, but in this case, I'm encouraging you to do it, so thank you. Feel free if there's, here's a Facebook group, Frederick Rocks. Frederick Rocks, like Cleveland Rocks. Lori, nice enough to post the link to a Frederick Facebook group for painted rocks. And maybe there's far more information there than we have because we're just discovering this thing. Thank you for all the good mornings. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening every day. And thanks for the nice comments about baby Bryson, our daughter Jennifer's brand new bouncing baby boy. So she has one under two, a baby boy, and now a brand new one. Mm. And she seems so calm, and the baby is so calm.
Very calm.
I'm wondering how it's going to be in another year.
I think it's good having him in that order because Hudson's a quite an active two-year-old, and now that she has the new baby, the baby's a little calmer. I think that's maybe a better way to do it.
It's fun to see a baby as young as Hudson, who's under two, almost two, his birthday's coming up, interact with a brand-new baby. Mm-hmm. There's always the question about jealousy. Not jealous. Mm-mm. Very gentle with him, loves to give him a kiss. In fact, Jenny has a little Yorkie, 4 pounds, who is terrified. That Yorkie is terrified because his two-year-old's like, doggy!
Hugs, kisses,
please. When you ask him, what does a doggy say? He goes, rawr! Because that's the sound this little 4-pound Yorkie makes when he sees the kid coming.
Hit the road with Jack and you'll come back for more, for more, for more. The road with Jack, and you'll come back for more.
Each weekday.
Hit the road with Jack, and you'll come back for more, for more, for more, for more. Hit the road with Jack, and you'll come back for more.
Jack Diamond, Jack Diamond, Lisa and Jimmy and Jimmy. I caught you on while I'm driving into D.C. Jack's on my radio. 106.9 The Eagle.
That's Jack. Hit the road with Jack. You wanna come back for more, for more, for more, for more. Hit the road with Jack. You wanna come back for more.
Each weekday.
Hit the road with Jack. And you'll come back for more, for more, for more, for more. Hit the road with Jack. And you'll come back for more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, while you're on the beltway, you make me smile and laugh every day.
Jack Diamond's the best, it's understood. Maryland's classic hit station sounds so good.
One thing to say before I go, and that's, man, I really love your show.
That's Jack Diamond, love your show.
Well,
Jack Diamond, love your show.
On the beltway.
Jack Diamond, love your show.
You know you keep me laughing.
Jack Diamond, love
on 270.
Ha ha.
We're having fun, baby. We're with all our friends. Love your show, baby. I must say I do.
WWG HD1 Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh at your favorite classic hits.
106.9 The Eagle.
I don't like to throw cold water on things. I don't like to be the bearer of bad news.
No, I'd much
rather come in with really great news. I don't like bad news myself.
Yeah, that's why I tell Lisa tell you something.
But I do like the truth. And I believe in almost all cases, the truth is your friend. And we all know the truth eventually will come out.
Right.
May as well talk about it now, right?
Yes. Well, why I said that about cold water is you ruined touching remote controls in hotels for me years ago.
Oh,
so,
man.
With that information. So now I'm like...
We just bring the Clorox wipes.
Lisa said that you brought your own TV and remote.
Do you know you can bring a remote to some hotels? They work. If it's a Sony, your phone can be a universal remote. Did you know that?
No.
It's new.
There's an app in the App Store that will control virtually any television on Earth. So if you're in one room and you don't like what the people in the other room are watching, change your channel. You can also lower the volume on their TV.
I like that.
That damn thing's too loud. So if you haven't eaten any Halloween candy yet, good for you. I don't know how you've held back. As it turns out, some types of candy are obviously... Well, I don't want to say healthier, but they aren't as bad for you as others. And you know, you can probably think of the, you know, like pure chocolate is far better for you than some of them that are nothing but sugar and artificial whatever.
Like candy corn.
Well, how about what your dentist thinks about candy?
Oh, he wants you to eat all the candy, so you come in and buy him a new condo on the beach.
Well, apparently this guy already has a place in Hawaii because he's outing candy. He's telling you what you shouldn't eat. New Jersey dentist says gummy candy is the worst because it sticks to your teeth, takes a long time to chew, and often sticks in hard-to-clean areas.
True. And I love all that stuff, and I love the caramel and the sticky stuff, but ever since it took off part of my tooth.
That's next.
You talking about like gummy bears and gummy worm, that kind of
Lisa
stuff?
Lisa does.
Yeah, I just like the German ones, but...
Watch their fur line.
Yeah, I'm picky.
Lisa's comment about any candy or anything doesn't taste like it used to.
It doesn't.
Most of them don't, because they use corn syrup, not sugar, and they use artificial flavors where they may have used natural... I agree with Lisa. They don't taste the same, and it's not as satisfying. They use, in spice cookies, artificial flavoring. The spices are right there.
Yeah.
Let's use the spices.
Ginger snap. Ginger is literally right there.
We have ginger.
It's in the name.
Caramels pose a similar threat since they're sticky, take a long time to dissolve, and they're tacky. Have you ever had a crown or a filling pulled out? When you've done that, you realize stay away from that candy. Starburst, one of the worst at pulling out crowns and fillings.
They're so good, though.
Chew them with your front teeth like you look like Chip and Dale. You look like a beaver. Another candy to be wary of, lollipops. They're sneaky, not as sticky, but the activity of eating them takes a long time, and you can break a bicuspid.
Oh!
The longer somebody spends eating candy, the longer your mouth is in an acidic state, so it's best to keep these activities as short as possible. Other candy to look out for, sour powder candies, sugar-free candies. They both can be very acidic, which is hard on your teeth.
That sorbitol does the same thing, I guess.
Sorbitol. Please, you sorbitol all you want.
Sorbine Junior, and then for your muscles? I don't want to eat that.
Finally, the experts say chocolate is your safest option, not a problem for you, Lisa. And can be eaten quickly, dissolves quickly, can be washed away easily from your teeth by brushing.
Okay.
Now, let me ask this question. How many of you will abide by any of this Halloween?
No one.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
We haven't done the stupid criminal file in a few days. There have been plenty of stupid criminals, but we don't do ones where any innocent people get hurt. Occasionally the perp ends up, in an ambulance ride where he can sober up or, think about how his life has gone so off the rails to be at this point. If the makers of Grand Theft Auto game...
Whoa. Hey, what's wrong with you? Hey, we're trying to drive.
Hey, what are you doing here? Hey, I'll take you out. Is there a goat out in the roadway?
Wow. Stop kidding around.
Bleeding, my friend.
That's right.
If they're looking for content, this is something maybe they should consider. I don't know. A guy in Rhode Island, Charles Kendrick, up at 2 a.m. last Wednesday, playing Grand Theft Auto. Now, It's 2 a.m. I'm assuming at some point our boy Wonder here, Charles, was probably in bed, couldn't sleep, popped out of bed, and he's playing Grand Theft Auto naked.
Nothing makes you relax more than playing that game with the cops chasing you.
Hey,
hey, smart guy. I'm trying to walk here.
So he heard a grinding sound outside. It sounded like somebody was using like some sort of saw or
a pneumatic drill. Yeah.
Maybe a pneumatic device. Something was being cut. Anyway, he goes outside to investigate.
Naked?
And yes. And that's when he saw somebody under his car.
Oh.
Stealing his catalytic converter.
Yeah, that's a thing, man.
So Charles confronts the thief.
Hey, you!
And they fought. Mm. The thief eventually got away with the catalytic converter.
Oh, no.
So Charles got the guy's phone and has since given it to police. As far as we know, the thief hasn't been caught. Charles said, I don't think he was expecting to get caught. He definitely wasn't expecting to get caught by a naked guy. Charles' car still isn't drivable. He needs that catalytic converter back. There's your stupid criminal file on 106.9 The Eagle. The entire world changed after that song for Aerosmith. Never to be the same ever again. 106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, thanks for listening. We've had one dog, I think, that would do this. And if you have a dog that has any separation anxiety, you'll probably understand the story. Or a dog that just loves to go wherever you go. The dog, by the way, is probably Spencer, who would have figured out a way to come with us.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially if Spencer saw us get the keys or open the car door. I mean,
right?
You know, come right through the glass to get to the SUV and jump in. So you know how people post photos of their pets sitting on their suitcase and say, oh, they don't want us to go. Well, here's what happens when your pet ratchets things up just a little bit. Texas couple Jared and Christy Owens were flying. They sound like a Texas couple. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm Jared. This is Christy. We're the Owens.
Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
We're going on a trip.
They were flying to Las Vegas for a weekend getaway earlier this month.
Leave Las Vegas.
Everything was going smoothly until they went to check their bags. One of the bags was 5 pounds over the limit.
Whoops.
They opened it up to see if they could rearrange some things, and inside the suitcase was their dog.
Oh.
She's a chihuahua named Icky.
Oh, my.
She is adorable in that chihuahua way. They were shocked, didn't know what to do, but a Southwest Airlines agent named Kathy Cook volunteered to babysit Icky until they got back. Now you know why Southwest couldn't fly any planes. People are walking off the job to babysit dogs. Now you know. The people said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, that's mighty neighborly of you. We'll take you up on that offer.
Now, even though you're a stranger and I've never met you and you could be crazy, sure take one of my most beloved things in my life. Bye, Icky.
As wild a story as it is and how cool it was of Kathy to help, really cool. Jared admitted that this could have easily been a very tragic story. If the bag was not overweight, Icky would have been discovered, coming down the luggage carousel.
Wow. Mm.
But my guess is Icky was in there with clothing and probably would have been okay.
Hope it was a soft-sided bag.
Well, they don't say, Lisa Ann.
Yeah.
That would be tragic.
You actually want it to be a hard-sided bag so Icky would be fine in there.
But he couldn't breathe.
Lisa, I'm telling you, worse than the breath? Crushed by other bags. Icky would have been far less happy about having somebody throw a trunk on top of him. If he was in a Samsonite, hard-sided bag, he'd survive.
Yeah, I'll tell you, their clothes would have been really icky by the time they got to
the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
If you're meeting up with somebody and they text they're going to be a few minutes late, how late do you expect them to be?
15 minutes.
15 minutes, Lisa Ann. James?
I was going to say 10.
10 minutes. So 5 to 10 minutes is the most popular answer.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't seem unreasonable. Hey, buddy, I'm sorry I'm running a few minutes late. Okay. 5, 10 minutes? Who doesn't have that? Unless you're catching a plane together. But if you're meeting for a drink or, you know, to grab some lunch, mm-hmm. it may be a little annoying, but 5 to 10 minutes, that's not unreasonable. Some of us aren't that patient, though. About 6% of us say they expect the person to be on time, period. Don't tell me you're going to be a few minutes late. 10% said less than 5 minutes is late. 51% said 5 to 10. So that's the number one answer. Mm-hmm. About 25% of us said 10 to 30. I like these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hate being late.
Oh, it's horrible.
We'll do anything I can not to be late, but to be on time, but occasionally traffic, something. And I do check ways before we leave, probably at least half an hour, sometimes an hour, sometimes a day before. Just go, okay, it's supposed to take 50 minutes. Check it the next morning. Geez, it's running, you know, 62.
Mm-hmm.
We better leave a little earlier. So you try to, right? But sometimes stuff happens. So 3% said running a few minutes behind really means more like half an hour late.
Yeah.
To me, if you're telling somebody, let's say we're meeting for lunch or dinner, and you're going to be 10 minutes late, I don't even think you should let me know. To me, it's like, 10 minutes.
What if
10
it's minutes? 5 minutes, if I'm going to walk up to the table within 10, I probably wouldn't.
A half hour?
Right?
No, I don't think so, because it would not bother me if we were meeting for dinner.
Sure.
And it's like,
even. Because you're going to have a drink waiting anyway.
Exactly.
You're going to eat all the bread on the table. There'll be no bread when we, I know that. There'll be no bread by the time we get here. In fact, the second basket will be half consumed. And when I say, can we have some bread? The waiter's going to go, what?
More?
More?
Well, I think it's entertaining that you think you'd get some bread if you were sitting there.
Well, I know, I've tried. At Morton's, they bring this giant wheel of bread. And literally, I've watched Jimmy not only eat an entire wheel himself, but then when the second wheel comes, eats the top off.
And it's fascinating because he can talk and eat it at the same time. And you don't even realize it's just one bite after the other.
I should say, it's not like I'm spitting food at you. I do it in a very polite way.
Oh, sure. Somebody peeling the top off the bread, jamming it into their mouth while they're talking. Nothing's more polite at a fine dining restaurant.
Well, especially when I'm telling you about a wrestling podcast that focuses on wrestling from 1982.
Now, if you're dealing with somebody between the age of 18 and 25, like our son Connor, they're most likely to say it means more than 30 minutes late.
Mm.
Wow.
If you're running a little behind. So I guess they don't even let each other. Connor's really prompt. He's one of those kids also just doesn't like to be late, doesn't like you to be late.
He really
so
drives him crazy.
Flips him out when his friends say, you know, I'll be right there. And half an hour later, they're not there. Because, listen, life is short. We've all got stuff to do. If we're going to do this, let's go do it, right?
What I do now is I will share my location on my phone with him for a day.
Right.
Like, so you can see where, hey, I'm running late, here I am. You can see where I am.
If you use Waze, you can share the route and everything with them. They know exactly where you are if you're sitting in traffic. That way there's no question about
helpful.
It.
Helpful.
It is actually kind of helpful. Waze isn't always right. I found Waze occasionally will, you know, we try to find a place in Newmarket. It's sending us to Salisbury.
Oh.
All the time.
You know, at least send us to Ocean City if you're sending us that far off track.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.